is Jack Beeler of the Kent Mill Synagogue. The famous Baal Tosfot, mayor of Rutenberg, who lived from 1215 to 1293, was certainly well aware of the notorious public burning of 24 carriage loads of the Talmud that took place in Paris on the 9th of Tammuz, or June 17, 1242. The destruction of the Talmud had been ordered by Louis IX after a disputation between Christian and Jewish clergy, and tragically marked the first of many such incidents in succeeding generations throughout Europe. The anniversary of the Paris Talmud burning was not only marked by Ashkenazic Jews during the Middle Ages by a communal fast day on Erev Shabbat, Parshat Chukat, but also by an elegy composed by the Maharam and incorporated in the Tisha B'Av Kinot, beginning with the words Sha'ali Srufa Ba'esh L'Shlom Avilayich, Torah that has been consumed by fire, seek the welfare of those who mourn for you. Rav Meir notes the ironic symmetry that the same Torah that was given to the Jewish people in heavenly fire, an allusion to the Torah's description of the events that took place at Har Sinai in Shemot Yotet Yotchet, V'Har Sinai Ashan Kulo Mnei Asher Yarad Alav Hashem Ba'esh, and Har Sinai was completely encompassed by smoke because God had descended upon it in fire, V'Ya'al Ashano Ke'eshen HaKivshan, and its smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace, V'Yacharad Kol HaHar Ma'od, and the entire mountain trembled, is now destroyed by mortal evil fire without apparent consequence to those who were responsible for the conflagration. The author recoils at the suggestion that the Torah's fiery beginning was a precursor to its ultimate destruction, and instead expects there to be divine retribution not only against those who are responsible for the burning of our holy books, but also those who persecute and destroy the teachers, students, and followers of Hashem's will who have dedicated their lives to contemplating and understanding the contents of the volumes that have now been reduced to ashes. The author has taken all this in, admits to his lack of comprehension of God's ways. He fears that the Torah's destruction, as well as the massacre of those who embodied its teachings, is tantamount to divine abandonment of the Jewish people that remain, and that they all will now be that much more vulnerable to attack and destruction. Lokach tzvor kaspo, halach bederech lemerachok ve'amo, halo nasutz lo laich. He took his treasure with him, and when he went far away, did not your protecting shade vanish? But rather than give in to gloom and depression, the Maharam ends this kinah on an optimistic note, as so many other kinahs seem to similarly end, imagining the Torah eventually reborn and restored to its past glory in a Simchat Torah context as the most precious and holy artifact of the Jewish people. O ta'adi v'adi shani v'tov tikhi telchi b'machol tzahali b'macholayich. You will again adorn yourself with ornaments of scarlet. You will take up the timbrel and lead the circling dance and rejoice in all your revels. Only when Hashem returns, so to speak, and allows the Torah once again to be very much with us, both as a cheftza shel mitzvah, a holy object of veneration, as well as the focus of attention of the lives of the Jewish people, will sadness be banished, and we will bask in the divine light, as opposed to the darkness of evil and depression. Yarum levavi beit yair lechatzur, yagia lechashchech v'yairu afulayich. Then shall my heart be uplifted at that time when your Creator will afford you light, will brighten your darkness and illuminate your gloom. At this difficult time in Jewish history, let us pray that divine light will enlighten our gloom. B'mehera b'yameinu, ken yehi ratzon, so should it be his will.